the man who's just arrived. We go back a million years. Mitch Murray.
Thank you.
One of the most famous Allo Mitchell bubbler.
I have my own plaque on my teeth. But it's not blue. How are you?
Good, good. Now, is it,
wonderful.
It's true, because I've always told me this story. And you told me this once on another radio show, or maybe over a fish and chips in Harry Morgan's, is that you wrote the song that Beatles nearly recorded for their first single.
They did record it.
Oh, they did record it. How did you do it?
It wasn't released for about 30 years, which actually, when the money came, it was very welcome, of course. But that was How Do You Do It, and that was going to be their first single. And I didn't like what they did to it. They didn't want to do it anyway. George Martin wanted to re-record it because he believed in the song. And in the end, Brian and everybody, we all agreed that he was talking about Gerry and the Pacemakers. He said, I got the second biggest one in Liverpool as well. And I said, well, look, you know, I haven't signed a publishing contract, so I still control the song. And if he makes a good enough record, I'll do it. That's what happened. The Beatles then recorded Please Please Me, or re-recorded it. And Gerry recorded How Do You Do It, went to number one. And everybody was happy. Yeah, we are.
Especially you.
Well, particularly me.
But you wrote quite a lot for Gerry.
I wrote a couple for Gerry. I Like It, his follow-up, which is also number one.
Yeah.
In those days, I didn't believe in anything less than number one. Until the Beatles started really getting a foothold, and then I could only ever get number two, which I got with Freddie and the Dreamers. Yeah. You Were Made for Me, and I'm Telling You Now, also number two, because the Beatles were always at number one from there on for a bit. Then I didn't get another number one for weeks. It was terrible. Weeks!
Hours!
And the next number one was Georgie Fame, Bonnie and Clyde, Ballad of Bonnie and Clyde. In between, there were things like Hitchin' a Ride and Even the Bad Times Are Good, Goodbye Sam, Hello Samantha, and all that.
Cliff
Richard. And then, of course, after all that, there was the Tony Christie stuff. Wrote all the Tony Christie hits apart from Avenues,
Amarillo.
Amarillo, which
Jeff
was...
Stevens?
No, Neil Sedaka.
Oh, of course it was. Yeah. What a schmuck.
What, Neil Sedaka?
No, not him. I'm the schmuck.
Oh, yeah.
No, love Neil
Sedaka. I think Neil and I would all agree. Yeah, we'd all agree on that.
No, definitely agree. And Lieber, after his wife, Lieber, she would definitely agree. Now, you're here because of Brian Epstein, fact, and what was your story?
Lieber, leave me alone.
Let me wonder.
Okay, so...
The last time I saw you, the great, and I will say great, the best, the funniest, the greatest comic in the world... British comic, Bob Monkhouse for the Life.
Yes.
You miss him? He was a great pal of Bob's.
He was a great pal. He was my daughter's godfather as well. And, we were very close.
He was
friends.
A great
was nice.
Talent, wasn't he? He was the best.
Yeah.
Genius.
And he went through... I mean, he started about... I think it was about 1948. And he and I used to swap stuff. We used to send material to each other. And I've got piles of his scripts.
What's one of your favourite lines?
When he finished with...
One of his favourite one-liners.
Well, one of his favourite is one that I wrote for him, funnily enough.
Go.
That was the one that a lot of people know now. That's the... they laugh when I told people I was going to be a comedian. Well, they're not laughing now. And I did
I'm going to hold you up there because I've got a better idea. We're going to use this interview. But would you do my show one Saturday?
Certainly.
And we'd have to schlep in. We'd do it down the line.
We'll have to do it down the line because I live in the Isle of Man. In fact, I'm there now.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm a hologram.
I'm asking everybody. Choose your own one if you want to. Because it's you and I love you. Emmas.
Yeah.
I want you to choose... They all choose in one record. I want you to choose two. One of yours.
Yes.
For me to play on the show for this coming Saturday. Mm-hmm. And a Beatles track. What's one of your favourite Beatles tracks?
I'm very different from the Beatles' point of view. I go for the pretty stuff. Actually, not the rocky stuff. So, mostly the early Paul McCartney thing. I would think Bad to Me. Billy J. Kramer.
Now, because you're going to be one of my guests, on one of my shows very, very soon.
We never got to my song, by the way, did we?
The Rains.
You told me to choose a song of mine.
No, I'm saying about the same, Bubba.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm
saying,
keep this all in, Bubba. It's good. It's live radio. Is that not live? It's sort of live.
It's not live. I just wet myself.
No, I'm saying we got that out of the way. For the Bad to Me. But now I want you to, out of all the songs you've written.
Yes.
If somebody, God forbid, put a gun to your head, God forbid,
yes,
and you have to choose one song, Jerry, Freddie, whoever it might be, Cilla Black, one song, what would it be?
You're one that I would like to be remembered for.
Remembered for, even better.
I don't know. It keeps changing all the time. Avenues and Alleyways at the moment, I think, is the Jerry, the whatever his name is, Tony Christie. That one at the moment is pretty hot, but they change around, don't they?
I would say, similar to that answer you have just given, because when people say to me, Eric, you know, you've been around a long time, what's your favourite song? You can't have a favourite song.
No.
Because you might have one.
It's like children.
Yeah,
kind of it's like trying to choose between children.
Yeah. So you love them all the same. I might say Stardust, there might be Skylark, there might be Avenues and Alleyways, or it might be How Do You Do It? How Do You Do It?
Well.
So you've had lots of hits. How many hits you've had?
About
worldwide.
Is this worldwide? It goes into hundreds. No, into hundreds, I think.
Hundreds.
But the main ones, there were lots of cover versions. About 25 over here. I had 5 number ones in the UK and 3 in the USA.
And first one I love of yours. Down Came the Rain. Which was.
Do you know something? That has turned into one of my biggest earners.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that I recorded it myself.
And he wrote it and sang it.
But it was recorded, it was covered in Italy.
Well, now give us one little.
Somebody. Down Came the Rain! There we are. $3,000, please. No, it was recorded, it was covered in Italy. Because somebody in Italy had an ear for melody, and behind all that, they could hear that there was a good tune there, you see. So they recorded it with a group called E Gigante as a straight ballad. Went to number 2, sold half a million. This was back in the 60s. And then since then, it's been covered, and I keep getting money from Italy. But at one point, Canada and I, of course, Peter Canada wrote it with me. And we couldn't work out why this money was suddenly coming from Italy. We said, well, you know, it must be a theme song or on TV or something. Anyway, it turned out that Mina, who is a very big star in Italy,
recorded it.
Yep.
I met her.
She recorded it. Beautiful record of it. And since then, I don't know how many covers there are, and they've done wonderful work with it.